Good morning, Ian. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Darren.
What's happening at the Chamber of Commerce?
It's a huge week for the Burnie Chamber this week, Darren. We have a breakfast networking session Wednesday, and Thursday evening's our annual dinner, so we've been pretty busy organising those. The Chief Executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Pearson, is the guest speaker at Thursday's dinner, so it's exciting to have a person of his standing here on the northwest coast, and we're hoping that members of our neighbouring chambers in Central Coast and Devonport will take the opportunity to attend and meet the man who is the head of the largest business association in the nation.
All right, we'll get the details on that shortly, but firstly, James, what's his background?
James was appointed to lead the Australian Chamber in April this year. He held senior government roles at international, national and state level, led business associations both at national and state level, and had strategic leadership roles in two of Australia's largest energy companies. One of those previously, James led the Shell Australia team responsible for creating business value and making a positive impact on the communities in which Shell worked, and basically being the eyes and ears and voice of the company and its relations with the government. And as a diplomat and trade and investment negotiator, he represented Australia in Africa, Pacific and China, and he helped Australian and international companies win markets and develop projects at home and abroad.
Sounds like an interesting man. So a good opportunity for local business people to meet with James. So what's the details of the dinner?
We're holding it at Bayview's restaurant down on the beachfront in Burnie, 6:30 for a 7 p.m. start this Thursday the 27th. It'll be a three-course meal with a focus on local produce and products. Tickets are for sale online at burnietickets.com.au, but ticket sales close today at 6 p.m, Darren, so I'm urging people to get onto the site and book right now, as this will be a popular event with a guest such as James Pearson. Tickets are $80 for members and $90 for non-members, and I'm sure a speaker of this quality is bound to attract members of Devonport and Central Coast Chambers along also. And the great thing for the members of those chambers is that they get the member price of $80, as we're all in the Chamber Alliance group. Additionally, we'll have some musical entertainment from Michael Cannon, who'll be performing various tracks, including Invisible from his recent CD and a song from his forthcoming CD, The Tramp.
Nice one. So it sounds like a great event. Now, book again at burnietickets.com.au for the annual dinner this Thursday. Now, you mentioned the breakfast session tomorrow. Can you give us some more info on that?
Yeah, this is one of our fortnightly breakfast networking sessions, Darren, and we meet at Weller's Inn in Queen Street, Burnie, around 7:15 a.m. for a bit of networking, then sit down to a hot breakfast and listen to a guest speaker. Tomorrow, we have Tim Ashland from WorkSafe Tasmania. Tim will be discussing roles and responsibilities in work safety and the hidden hazards of emerging issues such as mental health and stress in the workplace. And Tim has a long history in workplace safety, having been an inspector on the high-risk, high-consequence work sites such as manufacturing, transport, construction and roofing, and having also spent 25 years in industries such as mining and construction.
There's been a big emphasis recently on mental health issues in the workplace. How big is it an issue, do you consider, Ian?
Well, Beyond Blue has launched a national campaign in conjunction with the Mentally Healthy Workplace Alliance to encourage Australia's business leaders to take action on mental health. There's a growing body of evidence that points to savings businesses can make by enhancing the mental health of their staff, and it's measured at $10.9 billion a year from a recent PricewaterhouseCoopers report. That report shows there's a significant return on investment for well-placed strategies around improving the mental health of employees. And it's becoming clear that Australian businesses need to start treating their employees' mental health as serious as they treat physical health and safety.
Indeed. Well, well done to the Burnie Chamber for progressing that issue. Now, just repeating the details of the breakfast networking session tomorrow, Tim Ashland from WorkSafe Tasmania speaking on roles and responsibilities and the hidden dangers in the workplace. Weller's Inn, 7:15 for a 7:30 start, $20 for members, $25 for guests. That's all correct?
That's correct, Darren. It's a great networking opportunity, as every person gets 1 minute to do an advertorial on themselves or their business. Plus, the folk at Weller's provide a full breakfast, including a hot main course, to give you a good start to the day. And anyone wanting to attend tomorrow's breakfast or the annual dinner should contact me at admin@bcci.net.au. For info on any of our other events, see our Facebook page or our website, which is bcci.net.au.
Thanks very much, Ian. Wealth of information, and you'll be catching up with Lee when he's back in a couple of weeks' time.
I will. Thanks very much, Darren.
You're welcome.